We present the Frankie Howard Show. With June Whitfield and Bob Todd. And here he is, Frankie Howard.
Thank you. Thank you. Just get myself comfy. Nothing's in its right place tonight. Nothing. Are you the same, love? Are you the same? Well, wriggle, dear. Don't sit there in agony. Wriggle. Nothing worse. Your knicker's out of focus. Is that fair? So. Listen. Now, ladies and gentlemen. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. Or if you haven't brought your ears, lend me your noses. Lend me your noses! That's a bit of Shakespeare. Now, I thought we'd start with a bit of Shakespeare, see? Because, funny enough, you wouldn't believe this, but talking of Shakespeare, you know, Will. Well, listen, don't show me up. Don't show yourselves up. Now, listen. Will used to write all my stuff at one time, you know? All my stuff he used to write. Yes, used to write all my gags. When I used to work up in the north, and all the clubs in the north, all my gags, yes. Because I remember the first night I used all his stuff, all Will's stuff. It was in a mining village, you see, a mining village. Because I knew it was a mining village, because the audience came up through a hole in the floor. A hole in the floor! A hole in the floor! No sympathy. Remember, I only say these, I don't write them. Don't blame me. What did you go, ha, 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 over there? Anyway, all this audience in this club, after about 10 minutes, they all started getting up and going out in the street, you see, in the street. That didn't stop me. No, I went out, and I did my act in the street. I drove them all back in the theatre. So, you'll know the sort of what you're in for tonight. So you're trapped in here. All the doors are locked. Now, yes, you know what you're in for. But now, it's culture time. Time for culture. Now, culture. Now, ladies and gentlemen, oh, bless you, she's sneezing. You want your chest rubbed, dear? Oh, please yourself, do it yourself if you wish. One can only offer. Now, look. Ladies. That's ad-libbing. That's not written down here, you know, that's ad-lib. It's the only one you'll get tonight, so make the most of it. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, the culture, the illustrious memoirs of Francis Howard, M.T., 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 M.T. Now, you are saying to yourselves, what does he mean? What does he mean? What are the M.T.s for? I'll tell you. I get thrums back on each one. The M.T.s. Isn't this scintillating, isn't it? Oh, shut your faces, then. I want to tell you now. Folks, I want to tell you about the time I was arrested 14 times in one day by the beautiful Sergeant Sybil Whitfield. Yes, beautiful Sergeant. I said to her, oh, Sybil, I said, we cannot go on meeting like this. So that's why I joined the police force, you see. The police force, just to be with her. Because, you see, her mother, she couldn't stand the sight of me. I know it's unbelievable to you, but she could not... I don't take a vote on it. No, she couldn't stand the sight of me. And you see, Sybil and I could only meet at nights when we were on duty in our panda cars. But, I mean, her mother. What a funny woman. I mean, I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm not saying she's ugly. But most women make reservations to go to these beauty farms. She has to be committed. But that way... It's not bad, is it, that one? The National Museum asked for her shoes. From that, they reconstructed the dinosaur. Dinosaur. Don't know what it is, do you? Dinosaur. Common as muck, some of you. Anyway. This, her mother. Anyway, the old... How can I phrase this? Cow. The old cow. Wouldn't allow Sybil and I to see each other, so we used to meet secretly. Secretly.
Alone, at last.
Oh, yes, my pet. 3 months we've been courting, and this is our first time on nights together.
Nothing's going to stop us tonight.
Not even your mother.
Oh, Boofles.
Oh, Petal Bum. and she's more petal than... Never mind, never mind. All right. All right, please yourselves. Oh, my darling, my flower. There's no one else in the world but you, Joyce.
My name is Sybil.
Well, don't let us quibble, Sybil.
Oh,
Petalbum. Oh, Sybil, don't dribble during a nibble. Oh, Petalbum. One false move and I'm all yours.
Oh, Rufus, we've been waiting for this moment for so long.
Oh, Petalbum, I wish you'd keep my hands to yourself. Petalbum.
HQ to Z Victor 1.
Oh, God.
HQ to Z Victor 1, state your position, please.
In the back seat. Trying to get a bit of the other.
I beg your pardon.
I'm in the back streets, investigating a bit of bother.
Over and out.
Go at once to the bank in the High Street, where we have received information that it is to be robbed. Please investigate. The next scene takes place in the bank 3 hours later. Over and out.
Alone again, again, again at last. Oh, Boofles, where did we get to?
Well, if I remember correctly, I was sitting on your lap and doing... Shut your face, shut your face. It's the lap I'm sitting on. You come later, Mrs. Don't go, dear. Oh, I'll have her later. I'll tame that wild spirit, don't worry. Now for Sybil. I was sitting on your lap, Sybil, and doing very well.
Constable.
What?
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Oh, not yet. But I... Oh, I hope to be. Oh! Oh, Sergeant.
Oh, Constable. Yes. We may be on duty and our ranks different, but during our, well, our more intimate moments...
Intimate.
We mustn't be so formal.
No.
You and I can only be lovers if we're both equal. Is that understood?
Oh, yes, Petalbum.
Sergeant Petalbum.
Yes, Sergeant. Sergeant Petalbum.
Oh, Boofles.
Oh, we'll turn over the page. Oh! Petalbum.
Oh, Boofles.
Oh, Petalbum.
Oh, Boofles, my violently jealous mother won't like it.
Your mother isn't getting it.
Oh, Boofles.
Oh, Petalbum.
I enjoy this, but it's not better. I enjoy
this. A bit more. Oh, working myself up now. What? Yes, what?
May I kiss you, Boofles?
Yes.
We can't go on kissing like this.
All right, then how about like this? I told her brought a bring a plastic match. Petalbum, I can hear your heart going bang, bang, bang.
No, that's not my heart. That's the front door.
Oh, Petalbum, I can hear your front door going bang, bang, bang. Front door?
It must be the bank robbers.
Well, quick, check to see if all the doors and all the windows are locked.
All the doors and all the windows are locked.
We forgot to lock the floor.
Oh, Boofles, look. What is this great, big, ugly thing coming up through the floor?
Oh, no, it's a jumbo jet.
That's no jumbo jet. That's my mother. What shall I do?
Book her for low flying.
Sybil! You're with a man!
And while you're at it, book that jumbo jet for disturbing my peace. And my peace is Petalbum.
Men! You're all the same. You're only interested in one thing. Lust!
While you're beside yourself, take a look and see how ugly you are. Oh, God. There's only one thing I have to say to you, madam.
What's that?
Put me down when I'm talking to you. Do you follow me? Do you follow me?
My mother follows you.
Oh, she wouldn't. I'll have her arrested for it.
And what is the charge?
There's no charge. I'll arrest her for nothing. What are you doing?
Oh, that's my left leg. Wait a minute, what are you doing with my left leg?
Putting it behind your right ear.
What are you doing with my left ear?
Tucking it underneath your right foot.
Oh, but my left ear has never been introduced to my right foot.
Oh, dear.
Oh, left ear, meet my right foot. Oh, now I've seen everything.
Oh.
can't. I can't read the script in this position. All this pain and still jesting.
Okay, so I shall have to silence you.
No, Mother. Not that. Not the lousy gag in the mouth.
I don't suppose all the other lousy gags have been put in my mouth tonight.
Boofu's mother had wheeled me into the bank manager's office and locked the door. Now, most of you are saying to yourselves, you're saying, how did he escape? How did he escape? Well, I rubbed my hands together until they were sore. I then picked up the saw. And sawed the bank manager's desk in half. Two halves make a hole. So I climbed through the hole. Too witty, too sophisticated, isn't it? Anyway, when I got through the hole, I found myself out on the ledge, outside on the ledge. Three stories up. Three stories up. Luckily, it was raining. It was raining in sheets. So I tied the sheets together. Ah, shut your faces. I climbed down the side of the building. Well, when I arrived at the station, they told me the bank had been robbed. So next morning, I was called up before the chief constable, because he was livid. Because he likes to be called up before me, you see. Called up before I get there. I can't explain all the jokes that you've been here all night. Now, the chief constable, you've probably heard of him, Chief Constable Feet. Now, you must have heard of him, because there are only three of them in the whole force. You must know him. Everyone knows there are three feet in the yard. He wanted to know what had happened at the bank. I said, I'll tell you. I've sealed off all the exits. Ah, he demanded to know. How did they get away? I said, probably through one of the entrances. You've got this all right, don't you think this out? He then told me that Interpol was working on the case and had infiltrated into the gang itself. Now, this is it. No, he'd been in a small corner shop, standing near the bacon slicer. When he had the tip-off. I said, it's your own fault for standing too close to the bacon slicer. Now, the informant had... You're following this? Listen. The informant had told the chief constable the bank robbers were hiding somewhere in the vicinity. So I was ordered to take over this corner shop, the corner shop as manager, and keep a good lookout for thieves when they came round for supplies in the shop. I immediately reported to Sergeant Pettlebum in the shop. Alone again. Oh, again alone again at last again. Oh, I haven't finished yet. Oh. You're trying to steal the show, are you? Just play with your beads and stand there. Oh, alone again at last, again at last, alone. Again at last, again. Oh. Yes, that's it. Go on.
Oh, Boofles.
Oh, Pettlebum.
Now listen to me, Boofles. Yes. I have this wanted notice here of one of the robbers.
Wanted notice?
Yes, and you must keep a close watch out for him.
Let's have a look. He has closely cropped hair, German military uniform and mauve jack boots.
How will you recognize him?
By his monocle. He wears it in a most unusual place. Yes, in his navel.
If he comes into the shop, put a tail on him.
Don't be silly. You're ridiculous wearing a tail. Don't be silly.
Boofles, I meant follow him. I'm off now to make some more inquiries. And while I'm gone, could you please make up my weekly order?
Your weekly order, very well. Go. Pettlebum left the shop. I started to get her order up when I saw a man...
Wait a minute.
God help us. Listen. When I saw a man wearing a German military uniform and mauve jack boots heading for the shop, it was the man on the wanted notice, you see. I decided at once to radio for help.
PC Hardwick's Q. PC Hardwick's Q. Over. Are you receiving me?
I should be glad when I get radios. Sick and tired of holding my nose. It's ridiculous, isn't it? This man was now outside. Don't panic, Francis, I said. Don't panic. I'll tell you when to panic. The shop door opened. The man entered. I said, now's the time to panic.
Guten Abend.
Good morning, yes. It's a nice day for burglary.
So you recognize me from that wanted notice, yeah?
No. You're not the man on the wanted notice. The moment you came into the shop, I thought, good heavens, him? The man on the wanted notice? Never in a month of February's. No.
That's very interesting. I will have a large packet of cornflakes, one packet of tea, and half a dozen eggs.
Oh, here comes Pecklebum. Good.
Now, listen to me, Swinehood.
Yes.
I mustn't be discovered. If you hand me over, it will be the end of you, yeah?
Oh, dear. Hide under the counter. Hello, Pecklebum. Nice day for resting. Resting. What a nice day for resting and gurgling.
Well, you know what I've come for.
Yes, and I haven't seen him.
Well, you are behaving strangely, Boofles.
Am I?
Anyway, is my order ready?
Well, I can read you like an open crook. Book. That will be 85 pence, please.
Here you are. See you later.
You swinehound. England, a pig fool. You nearly gave it all away.
Gave it all away? I charged 85 pence. What are you talking about?
All right, where is my order, then? And that is an order. I've got to get out of here.
Yes, of course. Cornflakes, packet of tea, half a dozen eggs. No, she's coming back. No, quick, under the counter. To the counter.
Boofles, I've just heard from HQ that the man on the wanted notice has been seen heading this way.
No, I haven't seen him under the counter. Under the counter. I've got a stock crouching there. They can't sell him. Have a look. Have a look.
Oh.
Well, don't have a look.
There's someone under there.
Oh, you interfering pig dogs. If you move, you're dead.
Don't be silly. If I move, how can I be dead? Don't be silly.
Do something.
Oh, I'm too young to die. Well, don't take a vote. Look at him go. It's dramatic. Too young to die. Too young to die. Oh, blah. Would you mind shutting your gobs? Thank you.
Why don't you take it like a man?
Pardon?
Why don't you take it like a man?
My life's in danger. He wants me to do impersonations.
Oh, please, give him a chance.
Well, I am a sporting man. I will give you a chance. A duel.
A duel?
Yeah. What a good idea. I'm not the slightest bit worried. You see, I can lick you any time.
Lick me any time? Then I choose tongues at 20 paces.
You insult a German, yeah. I am from Heidelberg. I am a Heidelberger.
And a right stupid Heidelberger as well.
Wasting time, Boofles. Do your duty.
Choose your weapons.
I choose swords.
Good, I choose pistols. Good.
No, Boofles, you must fight with swords as well.
Oh, very well, then. En garde! Yeah, excuse me, Pecklebum.
Yes, Boofles?
Shouldn't one of us be fighting him?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes.
Boofles?
Yes, Pecklebum.
Shouldn't you be fighting him?
Yeah. I thought she wouldn't notice.
Enough of this tomfoolery. Touché.
Three shay. I win.
You win?
By one shay. I'll give you a chance. Do you like knock-knock jokes? Right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Irish stew.
Irish stew who?
Irish stew in the name of the law. God, look, what an ovation. What an ovation. A triumph tonight. We are police officers.
Oh, yeah? Can you prove it?
My card.
I, too, am a policeman. My card.
Inspector Muller, alias von Schnitzel, alias Sauerkraut. May I call you alias for short?
But your face, it's on the wanted notice.
That is because I had to infiltrate the gank.
The gank?
Yeah.
I see. Shocking actor in a gank. Gang.
And your police automatically assumed I was a crook. You're all the incompetence. We must hurry because I know that they are hiding with the swag. It's at Beachy Head Lighthouse.
We rushed out onto the embankment and stopped a nearby police car.
Yes, mate.
Beachy Head and hurry.
Right, mate.
Something wrong?
Yes, Pecklebum. He should have waited until we got inside the car before driving off.
uniformed gentleman standing outside this hotel.
Hello there, uniformed gentleman. Will you get me a taxi, please?
How dare you? I'm an admiral.
Oh, hello, sailor.
Oh. I'm an admiral in the British Navy.
Yeah, are you? Well, don't stand there. Get me a battleship.
That's an old gang.
All the old gangs. Thank God for radio. If it hadn't been for Marconi, we should still have been stuck there on the embankment. Anyway, we sailed on the next tide up the Thames.
Here we are, Beachy Head.
Thank you. And here is your tip.
Oh, thank you, sir. Wait a minute. This is a load of rubbish.
It's a rubbish tip.
No!
Anyway, we swam the 50 yards to the lighthouse. We swam. Do you realize that? Swam 50 yards to the lighthouse. And the last 10 were sheer hell because they were up the side of the lighthouse. We entered. It was dark. So we immediately took advantage. I recognize that word, Sipple. The word belonged to the mouth of Petalbum's mother. And that mouth was inside a nearby room. We were just about to leave when she appeared and dragged us into the room. And inside the room were the gang of bank robbers, Fingers Malone, Machine Gun Kelly, Nick the Greek, and Toothpick Charlie.
Mother, you're the leader of the gang. You're a bank robber. Boofles, she wasn't trying to stop us being together.
No, she was just trying to stop us stopping her robbing the bank.
Curse you, Sybil! Curse you, Howard!
She was known in the underworld as Rob the Gob.
Suddenly there was a splash.
Yup. Hello, hello, hello. Fingers Malone has disappeared. Hello, hello, hello. Machine Gun Kelly's disappeared. Hello, hello, hello. Nick the Greek's disappeared. Hello, hello, hello. Toothpick Charlie's disappeared.
I've had enough of this farce. The end is now in sight.
There isn't. We've still got two more pages to go yet.
They're all witnesses. They've disappeared down this trapdoor to where I keep my underfed alligators.
Hello, hello, hello. Your mother's disappeared. Who said crime doesn't pay?
What do you mean?
Well, if it wasn't for crime, your mother would still be here. Now we're both free. Free to...
Oh,
let's have it.
Oh, dear. Boofles. What? Down, Boofles.
What?
There is something I have to tell you.
What's that, my Petalbum?
I am no longer your Petalbum. I've met another.
Who is he?
Diddy come. You can come out now.
Oh, guten Abend, guten Abend.
Oh, not you, not Inspector Muller. There's only one thing left to do for me. The trapdoor.
Oh, no, no, Boofles. Not the trapdoor.
At last we're alone. We're alone. Shall we begin?
Oh, yeah, mein lieber Boofles.
Oh, he's
come.
Oh,
you're naughty boy.
You've been listening to Frankie Howard's illustrious memoirs, starring, of course, the illustrious Frankie Howard, with June Whitfield, Bob Todd, Marjorie Rhodes, and Hugh Ross. The memoirs were written by David McKellar and produced by David Hatch.